This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, as promised, inshallah, we've come with the demonstration of two raka'at of Fajr Salah, so that a person knows how to pray their unit of prayer. And this will make it easy for those who want to learn how to pray bi-idhnillah. This demonstration is according to the Hanafi madhab, so bear that in mind. Right, so we begin. When you begin, come while you are calm and make your intention in your heart. I am making two rak'at of fard, of fajr, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your heart. You don't need to vocalize it, verbalize it. Then you raise your hands and you say, Allahu Akbar. As your hands start going down, so from here you say, Allahu Akbar. And when you raise your hands, raise them such that the tips of your finger are at your earlobes and the bottom of your hand is at your chest, the level of your chest. So you say, Allahu Akbar. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All of this is said silently. And before we continue, when you raise your hands, don't raise your hands like this. Some people raise their hands like this. Some people raise their hands like this. Some people touch the earlobes. All of that is not sunnah. It's wrong. So raising your hands closed, wrong. Raising your hands like this, wrong. Basically, make your hands straight such that they are facing the qibla. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Up until this point, silently. Then, if it is a loud salah like Fajr, you can raise your voice. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Assirat Al-Mustaqim, Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Waladdallin. Ameen. Again, silently. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, silently. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. And then, once you are done with this qiyam, this standing, so you recite the Fatiha, which is Alhamdu. Then you recite your surah, your short surah, or your longer surah, if you know any. Then you go down into ruku by saying, Allahu Akbar, as you are going down. Allahu Akbar, as you are going down. And you see how the back and the neck should be in line. The back and the neck should be in line. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And then as you are coming up, so take a look at my hands on my knees, how they are. You see that, right? You see how they are catching the knees, holding on to the knees. And you see the distance between my feet. If you can focus on my feet here, the distance between my feet is not too wide and not too close, but just enough that I am comfortable. So in this position you say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Then, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, as you are coming up. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, Rabbana lakal hamd. Rabbana lakal hamd. Make sure you are standing and completely at peace in this position, because this is a position in which many people don't get enough time. They simply do this. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدَ اللَّهُ. The motion hasn't even stopped. If your salah is like that, then your salah is not accepted. You have to say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدَ, completely at peace. Nothing moving, right? رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدَ. Once you are completely at peace, meaning You are not in motion anymore. Then you say, Allahu Akbar. And as you are saying Allahu Akbar, you go down into sajda.
So in this position, now, you know, this is where you say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la.
Now, going down again. Let's go down again so that we get it correctly. When you go down, you say, Allahu Akbar. You see your knees first, hand second,
nose and then forehead. Nose and then forehead.
So let me take off this scarf so that you guys can see properly, right? So nose, let's go back up again. And Allahu Akbar, knees, hands,
nose and forehead. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Can you show them the gap between the belly and the thighs? Show them the gap between the belly and the thighs. So there should be a gap. It shouldn't be like this. Your sajda shouldn't be like this. And this is what I mean by, for the females in the Hanafi madhab, they say that you can make sajda like this. Am I right? They say you can make sajda like that. Instead of making sajda like that, you simply do it according to صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as though you have seen me praying, as you have seen me praying. So you pray like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no difference between the salah of a man and a woman. So Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Now, if you really want to follow the Hanafi madhab and you are female, then there is nothing wrong with that, and you make the ruku' and sajda in the manner that the scholars of the Hanafi madhab have said, no problem, no problem. Now, this is where you say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la.
And then you say, Allahu Akbar, and you get up. Allahu Akbar, and you get up. And this is the position that you get up in, and you say, Rabbighfir li, Rabbighfir li. Again here, this is the position in which people don't stop the motion. They are constantly in motion between the two sajdas. So here, this is the first sajda. They say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. According to my understanding, and according to the hadith that I follow, that, well, obviously all of us follow the hadith that I go by, that salah is not accepted. Because you haven't stopped the motion. The motion must stop. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا, until you are completely at peace sitting. Again, the same goes. If you want to follow the opinion that is only makruh, that's distasteful, but it is not haram, then you are free to do so. But it is better, all of them agree, that it is better for you to actually sit and spend time until you are completely at peace. حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا, until you are completely at peace. And then you say, Allahu Akbar. So you say in this position, you say, رَبِّغْفِرْلِي, رَبِّغْفِرْلِي, and you say, Allahu Akbar, and you go down into your sajda.
Now, this is where you say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى.
After which you get up, Allahu Akbar, as you get up and you begin your second rak'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhim, Wala al-Dallin. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Allahu Akbar, Rabbi Ghfirli, Rabbi Ghfirli.
Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la.
Allahu Akbar. At-tahiyyatu lillahi, والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. And with that we have ended our salah. With that we have ended our salah. The salah begins with takbir and it ends with taslim, with assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and your salah is complete. I didn't go in depth too much because I wanted a simple explanation with which people can follow, and inshallah it will be easy for them to begin to pray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, perfect our prayer, correct me where I've gone wrong. Ameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.